Blog Talk Radio.
There'll be no WD-40 used in this house, I tell ya. Eerie house. Radio! I'm Dale Cave from Spook Show. Accompanied by...
Terry Bigley from Weirdest Really Bad Movie and Spaceship One, and we are here with the lovely...
Thank you very much. Felicitations, salutations, and hello, this is CW here on the highways and byways with these two guys. Hey.
Yeah, can't win them all. Can't win them all. You're with us for the ride, man. We're finishing up our greedy weekend with a little CBS Radio Mystery Theater. That coming up a little bit later on.
Yeah. You know, Dale, I do feel a little bad. Last night, we did not mention the passing of Tony Bennett.
Yeah, we did. Oh, no, we did in the after party. We did in the after party.
Okay, yeah. So I just wanted to say that, you know, I didn't find out until a volunteer walked in and told us. And when I did, I said, yeah, but I heard he left his heart to San Francisco. So I told my wife that today, and she said, Dave. I said, what, too soon? You know? Too soon?
You know what, and I don't mean to be mean. I like Mr. Bennett, but when you're 96, there is no too soon.
That reminds me of when my grandmother passed. She was 103 years old.
Oh, God
bless. And actually, she was improving on some health issues when she passed. And was talking to Mike Mace, and he told his wife, and... He said, yeah, Dave's grandmother passed, but she was, it wasn't expected. She's really, how old was she? She said, 103. He said, really? Wasn't expected at 103?
Well, they say, you don't buy birthday cards and birthday gifts too far ahead of time.
No, you do not.
When they get up there.
Well, definitely. 100. 100 years young, 100 more years to go. All right.
Oh, that would hurt too much. I don't even want to live that long. Oh, gosh, no. That has to hurt.
But think of all the comic books that need to be read.
You got a point there. You got a point. Now you got me there.
I got you.
See, that sheer logic sits with me. I get it.
You and your science. You and your science. Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's that education thing I keep getting.
Yep.
Well, you know, that is a fall down, but okay.
We won't hold that against you.
Thank you. The noise you may hear in the background is the recycling. We shall be visiting the recycling dump.
Yeah, that's my joke. Recycle there. There you go. I lived in an area of Cleveland. They did not want to pick up rolled up carpets.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Because
okay.
of concern of what
yeah.
may be rolled up in it.
Yeah, it's just kind of like the reason that they can never drain reservoirs around Youngstown, Ohio.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that, yeah.
No. Brings up too many bad memories, literally.
Especially for some of them in the mob, you know.
Yep.
You got to be careful of that. Careful. But yeah, but we got this greed thing going on again yet tonight, and I don't know. It's never been something. Whenever we look, you know, doing a sports program during the week, get to the point where you talk about these salaries that some of these players make, And you get to a point, it just becomes a number to me. And it isn't a real number because I can't even fathom, you know, like $138 million a year, that kind of a thing, for doing what they do. And but, you know, it was nice to see we had Jose Ramirez here with our local Cleveland baseball team who decided, you know, I have enough. I mean, it's more than any of us will accumulate in a lifetime. They'll get paid a year. But still, you know, he could have gone to New York or Los Angeles or Chicago or Boston and made a ton more money. But he said, you know, this is enough. It's not necessarily greed there, but the number is unbelievable. But he decided not to take the route that so many professionals take.
Well, I didn't know Cleveland had a baseball team. But anyway.
Oh, ouch. Ouch.
Still steaming over that. But I digress.
And very much like tonight's radio show, Dale, where, you know, we had a guy who was kind of greedy but decided in the end not to be quite so greedy. And one of the fun things about this is Norman Rose, who was in the 1950s and by his friends called the Voice of God, gets to be the devil in this one.
Oh, a nice twist of irony.
So, just a part we must all play.
Yes. Myself, I think I'd be more suited for the devil. Typecasting. This episode of CBS Radio Mystery Theater has a very intriguing title, Transmutations, Inc.
Yeah, what the heck does that even mean?
I don't know, it sounds kind of science fiction-y. The transmutation
stuff. I guess you could kind of say almost is kind of science fiction-y, perhaps. And we have all the regular players here tonight. We've got Norman Rose, Robert Dryden, Bryna Rayburn, and written by the guy who wrote more mystery theaters than anyone else on this planet, Sam Dan.
Good old Sam. You can rely on Sam.
Good old Sam.
Damn Sam.
My brother and I had a rule. Usually the better the sounding the title, the show wasn't as good. But this doesn't happen because, again, an intriguing title, Transmutation Incorporated, is yet a very good story.
Very well. Let's find out then. Without hesitation, we'll jump right in. This one is episode number
653.
Originally broadcast.
May 24th of 1977.
News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago. The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... G. Marshall. There is nothing so powerful as the truth, and very often nothing so strange. The truth. There are those who pursue it and those who seek to escape it. Those who accept it and those who deny it. Those who preserve it and those who distort it. But whether we are at war with it or at peace with it, blissfully unconscious or uneasily aware of it, the truth is always a central fact of our lives.
Give him back the money.
But it's my money.
Don't touch it.
But I want it. Legit, Gussie.
Don't you understand, Bones? He wants something from you.
What could he want from me?
He could want your soul.
My soul? Why? What would he do with it?
Don't ask me. Ask him. He's the devil.
Our mystery drama, Transmutations Incorporated, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Norman Rose. It is sponsored in part by Greyhound Package Express and X-Lax. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Once upon a time, there was a couple who needed a car.
Honey, we need a car.
My shoes have had it.
They wanted a sensible car because they were sensible people.
We're sensible people.
We save strings.
We buy bonds.
We brush regularly.
We hang up our clothes.
But they also wanted a car that was fun because they liked a good time.
Anybody for a quick game of fish?
Oh, cold glass of milk and you're on.
Well, knowing how hard it is to find a car that is both sensible and fun, they went straight to their Buick dealer, whom they knew to be a most reliable source for such cars.
Say, you wouldn't have...
Of course he would.
At which point, the dealer introduced them to the Buick Skyline. When the V6 engine, the compact size, and the ample room were pointed out, they were amazed at how much sense the Skylark made.
Isn't that amazing?
I am bowled over.
And when the famous Buick ride, comfort, and road manners came to their attention, they were quick to see how much fun a Skylark could be.
Gee, that looks like fun.
Oh, you're not just whistling.
They were so overjoyed with their Skylark, they stopped the car, ran up to the first person they saw, hugged him, and kissed him.
I'm going to hug him.
I'm going to kiss him.
Which might not make much sense, but it certainly was fun.
Well, if a customer comes in a grouchy mood, a good waitress, a professional waitress, a Denny's waitress, can always pick that person up and put them into a good mood.
We got happy places, smart faces, welcome to Denny's. We're looking good and cooking good, welcome to Denny's.
That smile, that personality, that glow about this Danny girl is what's happening. To get over the grumpy, you know, for the rest of the day. I think that's important.
We got happy places, hearty faces, welcome to Danny. We're looking good and cooking good.
There's a Denny's in Hoffman Estates on Roselle Road between Golf Road and Route 72, and one in Joliet on West Jefferson in the Marycraft Shopping Center.
We're looking good!
The ancient beliefs, the old superstitions, are they still with us? Our ancestors knew nothing. So they feared everything. As for us, civilized, sophisticated, modern us, we know everything. Therefore, it follows that we should fear nothing. Let us introduce you to Bones Terwilliger. Mr. Terwilliger is even now on his yacht, a waterborne palace. He can also afford a palazzo in Italy, a castle in Spain, horses, custom-made cars. Indeed, if some of his old friends could only see him now, but they don't. As Mrs. Bones Terwilliger, the former Augusta Schultz, puts it...
Stuyvesant no longer mingles with the riffraff, thank you.
Stuyvesant. Well, what are you going to do? Makes her happy to call me that. After all, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have had none of this. You see, Gussie... I can't even call her Gussie anymore. It's Augusta now. Well, she went back to her hometown because her uncle died and left her this diner. I kept writing her to come back to New York, and she kept writing me to come to this place, Rogersville. So finally, I drove down there.
I refuse to pander to drunks in a saloon.
What do you mean, pander? All you do is check hats and coats and sell cigarettes.
I find the atmosphere degrading.
But Gussie, Joe says he'll double your salary. He'll even let you keep 10% of your tips.
The answer is negative.
But Gussie...
And if you call me Gussie one more time, I shall bust a plate over your head. My name is Augusta.
What are we arguing about? Now, come on back.
No. Have you breathed the air here in Rogersville? No smoke, no fumes, no pollution.
It almost kills me.
And everyone is so friendly. Oh, Stuyvesant, darling, settle down here.
Here? What, are you crazy? What would I do here?
A man of your talents, you could find something.
Look, I got information for you. I knew this might be coming, so I cased the town. I figured I could run a dice game. No takers. I can't even get a card game going.
Stuyvesant.
It gets worse. I can't even book any bets.
Look, I was having reference to a legitimate activity. You could help me run the diner.
Me? Slide him off the arm in a grease joint?
We could even get married.
Married?
Yes, married.
What are you trying to do, ruin our relationship?
In other words, you do not love me anymore.
Oh, no, 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 baby. I love you more than ever.
Oh, and I love you.
Look, for 10 years, we've been happy the way we are. How do we know?
I have spoken my last and final words on the subject.
But, Garcia, you can't just... Hey.
Huh?
Who's that? What's the matter with him?
Oh, who knows? Some bum. He's been sitting at that table all night.
That guy looks sick. Hey, buddy, you okay?
Yeah, I'm quite improved now. Ever since you came in.
What do you mean?
Well, you see, you're one of my people.
Oh, yeah? Which people?
Look, mister, I'm about to close for the evening, so if you'll just pay your check.
Hey, the check. How much is it?
Let me see. $1.97.
Pay it for me, will you, Stuyvesant?
Why should he pay it?
You see how she worries about your money? Can you imagine what she'll be like after the wedding? And it's only $1.97. We won't tip her more than 15%, so give her a $2.28.
Well, why should he give me the...
Because I don't have it.
Oh, you don't have it.
That's what I said the first time.
You mean you came in here and consumed almost $2 worth of food, and you knew you had no money in your pocket? Why?
I was hungry.
Look, honey, what's the problem? The guy don't have any money. Here, let me get the tab, huh?
You know him?
No, I don't know him.
Well, then why did he say you were one of his people?
It was a metaphorical way of saying...
Oh, come on, Gussie. Don't make a federal case. Let me give you the money.
There's a principle.
But he don't have any money.
Then let him work.
Work?
Yeah, he can wash dishes for an hour.
I can't. I'm allergic to soap.
I'll call the sheriff.
For $1.97?
For a principle.
Here's the money.
Look, you don't understand.
Understand what?
The work ethic. If you pay his check, I never want to see you again.
Okay, Gussie.
And don't call me Gussie.
And if you don't leave me pay that check, I never want to see you again.
Oh, you insist?
I insist.
Goodbye, Stuyvesant.
Hey there, wait for me. Where you going?
Back home.
How about a ride, huh?
All right, get in.
Don't worry about her.
Yeah?
She doesn't mean it.
You don't know Gussie.
I know her better than you do.
What are you talking about?
You see, I know everybody better than you do. I even know you better than you do, Bones.
I know my name is Bones.
I told you. I know you.
What's your name?
Apple.
Apple what?
Just Apple.
Where'd you get that name?
It's symbolic.
Of what?
The Garden of Eden.
You look like a hustler to me.
I am. I am the king of the hustlers.
Yeah, is that a fact?
Yeah, an accepted fact throughout the world.
Accepted by who?
Everybody. Even you.
Me?
Do you accept the fact that the devil is the king of the hustlers?
Yeah, well,
I happen to be the devil.
The what?
The devil. Mephistopheles, Satan.
You mean you're St. Nick?
No. St. Nick is Santa Claus. I'm old Nick.
Oh, yeah, well,
What are you expecting? A puff of smoke?
Okay, live and let live, to each their own. I got my hustle, you got your hustle.
You still don't believe that I'm the devil. All right, let me prove it. What do you want?
What do I want?
Yeah, name it.
Okay. I want to be a millionaire. I want yachts, horses, the works.
You have got it.
I what?
I said you've got it.
Well, where have I got it?
You don't believe me.
You didn't even have $1.97 to buy your way out of a hash joint.
That's true. You know, there are times when I can snap my fingers and come up with millions. And there are times when I can't even raise $1.97. That's what being the devil means. Yeah, that's the hell of it.
Okay, let it pass.
No, I insist. You'll get your money.
Sure.
About my temporary embarrassment just before...
Yeah?
You see, it had to do with the town, Rogersburg.
Rogersville.
The place we just left.
Yeah.
It's bad for me. They don't believe in me there.
You're trying to tell me those people don't believe there's a devil?
Oh, they believe I exist, but they don't believe, I don't know, in me. Nobody robs, lies, gambles, cheats on his wife. And you know what happens to me in a town like that? I fall apart. There's nothing to sustain me.
Look, why don't we just let it go,
When
huh?
people no longer believe in a God, do you know what happens to him or her?
Well,
he or she just fades away. Oh, I've seen them come and go in my time. A couple of thousand years ago, there was this Zeus. I tell you, it was it. And Juno and Apollo. And up north, they had this Odin. You know, down in Mexico, they had somebody called Texcatlipoca. Where are they all today? Ask me.
Okay, where?
Nowhere. You see, Bones, just as the gods sustain the people have to support the gods. People are always asking the gods, whichever ones are ruling the roost at the time, for life. But the people have to give life to the gods, too. There's nothing as pathetic as a god who has been cast aside, who nobody believes in anymore. Oh, yeah. It's enough to make even the devil weep.
Brother Apple, you got a good line in this devil hustle. Do you make a buck out of it?
I thought I got a bad deal when I got kicked out of heaven, but it was the greatest thing that ever happened. I am more popular today than ever, except here and there in little places like Rogersburg.
Now, Rogersville.
You saved me.
Me?
That dame, that Gussie, she is so good. I almost dissolved and sank between the floorboards.
And then you walked in, one of my own people.
You know what? I drew strength from you.
Now, look. Just what is your hustle, anyhow?
And now you are going to get to be a millionaire.
Give me the $1.97 plus the 31-cent tip, and we'll call it square.
Oh, Bones, you don't believe me, do you?
Now, there's got to be a payoff.
Rogersville. Why is the name familiar? It's named after this, who is it? E.B. Rogers III, but he doesn't live there. You heard of him, Bones?
Oh, yeah. They say he's the third or fourth richest guy in the country.
Yeah, that's right. His grandfather started the family fortune right around here somewhere. Rogers. E.B. Rogers III. Let's go see him, Bones.
What for?
What for? Why, he is going to make you a millionaire. That's what's for.
Well, the man says it with a straight face. And you must admit, he's got a most convincing tone in his voice. Supreme confidence in his manner. But we're talking about millions, aren't we? All right. We'll pause just a few minutes, and then Mr. Apple will simply have to put his money where his mouth is.
If he doesn't fall away with Greyhound Package Express today.
Greyhound Package Express is the easy way to mail a gift and get it where it's going in hours, not days. Most of the time, I use regular economy service for mailing gifts. Gifts for weddings, graduations, birthdays, anniversaries, you name it. If I'm really short on time, I ask for expedited next bus out service, the same service many businesses use for their rush shipments. Many arrive in hours. Most packages going up to 500 miles get next day service. And with both services, Greyhound notifies the person getting the gift when it arrives. Greyhound's the leader, you know. They handle millions more packages than any other bus company. They also have more convenient suburban locations. And for just 50 cents, their Express Pack service offers a carton and the packing materials I need to mail gifts safely. Greyhound Package Express. It's the easy way to mail a gift.
At Greyhound Package Express, we say, easy does it all the way.
Left one side. Come on, legs keep moving.
ease on down the road to The Wiz, America's hit musical version of The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. Don't you miss the fun, the funk, the fantasy of The Wiz. Live on stage at the Schubert Theater, Monroe at State Street. Tickets available at the box office and all Ticketron outlets. Or reserve tickets by phone. Call 236-8240. 236-8240. The Wiz is a wow.
There are only 3 weeks left, so do yourself a favor and get tickets. The Wiz must close Saturday, June 11th. The Wiz at the Schubert. You don't want to miss it.
That's right.
Everyone There's some other Wizzes I do miss sometimes, but don't want to miss
well.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my.
Good old Bob wants to know if I can stop off in Joliet's dinner to get cheered
Demi's.
Up on the way to prison.
Yeah. I'll tell you my experience with the Greyhound Package Express. Back in the day, olden days before internet, we tried to get the Canton Repository up here to Akron to, it's 10 miles away, okay?
Right.
And we tried to get them to put a Canton Repository on the bus that we could go to the Greyhound station and pick it up here in Akron. Well, we couldn't do it, not unless we paid like $10.50 every day. So, well, just let the bus driver read it and then leave it there for us. No, we can't do that. $10.50 a day for them just to drop a newspaper off for the blind. That was terrible.
Highway robbery.
That's my experience with the Greyhound Package Express. I'm telling you.
My goodness.
No wonder they're not doing that anymore. At least I don't think so. Greyhound, are they delivering? I don't think they deliver pizza.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! Talk about greed! Talk about greed! That really hits right into the vein of this theme show. Wow.
Yeah, that's right. Unbelievable. But
incredible.
But life is incredible itself, so, you know, what can you say?
Yes.
I guess. What, did the poor CEO of Greyhound need another yacht or another private jet?
Yeah, I only got 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an odd number.
Oh, woe is me. Woe is
me. My friend's got 8. My friend's got 8. I need 2 more. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting
where we got going with the devil, not being able to pay a $2 dinner meal ticket.
Yeah. Kind of a cheap date devil.
Yeah, should have gone down to Georgia. Well, that's what he gets when he doesn't go down to Georgia. Instead, he goes to Rogersville.
Yeah. I think that Rogersville is going to be significant somehow. It's obviously troubling the devil. So let's continue. Shall we?
Yep. We shall.
Oh, let's do. We shall.
We will. We will. Transmutations of Sorts, Inc. from CBS Radio Mystery Theater.
Speak the truth and shame the devil? Not really. Certainly not always. Sometimes it seems that the truth is so destructive that it must be the devil's very own music. Well, all that has to do with theory. The basic fact is that when you've got a tiger or a devil by the tail, you'd better not let go. Mr. Bones Terwilliger isn't quite sure what he's got.
Well, we finally hit New York City late the next morning. This Apple character and all that talk about him being a devil is beginning to make me nervous. I think I better dump him fast. So I say to him, where can I let you off?
The Ritz Plaza.
the Ritz Plaza?
I used to stay at the Imperial, but I understand that the Ritz Plaza is the luxury hotel this year.
Yeah, but you didn't even have $1.97 to pay for your meal.
I'll engage a suite there, and you will be my guest.
Look, I mean, what are you
Aren't you interested in watching me make you a millionaire?
About that, you don't have to. I mean, forget it.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
But I don't really want to be a millionaire.
But you do.
I don't want to hold you to a promise you might have made when you weren't really thinking.
Now, the difference between me and the other guys is that I always know what I'm doing. You see, they're concerned with being good. That's complicated. I'm involved with evil. That's simple. Now, I promise to make you a millionaire, and I'm going to do it.
Yeah, but
there's a principle involved, and it's bigger than both of us. Turn right and head east for Madison Avenue.
What, this time of day, the traffic will never
Don't worry about the traffic. It was originally my creation. Disregard it. Just turn right.
Yeah, but it's all
Don't worry about it.
The street was choked with traffic. You know how a street can be. Nothing was moving. But suddenly, it was like a plug being removed from a drain. Everything just started to flow, just like that. Old Apple slipped me a wink. Well, we pull up in front of Ritz Plaza.
Just leave the car. The doorman will see to it.
Yeah, but he...
I don't have any money with me.
That I know about.
Give him a $5 bill.
But...
Make it 10.
$10?
I want you to develop millionaire habits.
Those guys don't tip so great.
I am training you myself. You are going to be a millionaire of the old school. Give him the 10. That's it. My man, we will need the car this evening. Come, Bones, let us engage the presidential suite.
Do you realize this place costs $500 a day?
It's worth every penny. Would you look at that view?
Yeah, but
have
you...
Have a glass of champagne and this. Mm-hmm. This is the most delicious caviar.
They put that on the bill. That's another $55. Now, look, we're getting in deep here.
Why are you so nervous?
I am close to $600 into this caper, and I don't even know what it is.
How much cash do you have?
Uh-oh, here it comes.
How much?
$67.48. Plus a subway token.
Well, obviously we require some walking around money.
Well, you claim you're the devil, snap your fingers.
No, no, that is not how I raise money. Now, let's see, where's the newspaper? Oh, yeah, thank you. And the entries for today's races.
Oh, boy.
Here we are. Dreamy Dolores in the first at Atlantic Park.
What are you, nuts? She's 20 to 1.
Bet $100.
You can't bet $100 on a maiden filly.
Why did I say 100? Make it 1,000.
But I don't have 1,000.
You didn't have 100 either.
You don't know the first thing about horse racing.
You must be joking. I invented horse racing.
But Dreamy Dolores, I never heard of her.
Now, who is your bookmaker?
Crush at Lexington.
Call him.
Oh, no.
I'll call him.
We can't bet $1,000.
Why not?
Why not? It's a sucker bet.
Only suckers bet on long shot fillies. Hello, Crasher. Yeah, I'm calling for Bones Terwilliger. Yes. $1,000 on Dreamy Dolores in the first at Atlantic Park. To win, naturally. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Crasher.
What did you do? What did you just do to me?
I have just put $20,000 into your pocket.
Yeah, well, what? What if that horse loses?
She can't lose.
Crusher Lexington is 7 feet tall. He weighs 300 pounds. 5 minutes after that horse loses, he's going to be here to collect his $1,000. Where am I going to get a Geno?
Dreamy Dolores cannot lose. The race is fixed.
Fixed? How do you know?
I fixed it myself.
When?
Just now.
Do you realize that in 1 minute they're off at Atlantic Park for the first race, and I don't have $1,000 to pay off if I lose?
You know, you are the most negative person I ever met.
No, 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 no. It ends here now. The hustle, whatever it is, it's over. Fini, done, through. First I call up Crusher Lexington and call off that bet.
It's too late. Turn on the radio.
They're at the gate.
No, no. Listen.
The first race at Atlantic. And they're off.
Oh, I'm going, I'm going.
And it's Merry Mary, first followed by Pretty Polly and Lazy Lily, Silly Sally and Happy Helen.
Where's Dreamy Dolores?
At the turn, it's still Merry Mary and Pretty Polly.
Where's Dreamy Dolores?
Don't worry.
Don't worry. Oh,
who's making a great move up from the rear to challenge the leaders?
Dreamy Dolores?
Kitty Gertrude, she's now taking the lead.
You said it was fixed.
It's fixed. And coming into the stretch, they're neck and neck, nose to nose. Giddy Gertrude and Pretty Polly, less than 50 yards to go. It's Giddy Gertrude, now it's Pretty Polly. Gertrude, Polly.
Oh, I'm dead, I'm dead. I should let you wash dishes.
Relax, Bones, relax and enjoy it.
Please, please save me. Let her win, please.
Oh, she'll win.
What did you do to me? I'm dead, I'm gone. I'll give anything, anything.
That is what I was waiting for. You have got a deal.
Down to the wire, it's Polly. No, no, it's Gertrude. And the winner is Dreamy Dolores. Dreamy Dolores? Where did she come from?
I told you. It was fixed.
She won. Dreamy Dolores won.
What do you say now, huh?
What do I say? What do you expect me to say? That was the biggest fluke, the all-time craziest piece of luck that ever happened.
That's what I mean. That's what the gods have to contend with. You prayed for Dreamy Dolores to win, and when your prayer was answered, are you grateful? Do you give credit where credit is due?
I pray?
You said, please, please save me. Let her win.
I said that?
You know you said it.
It was just a manner of speaking, but thank God she came home.
No, don't thank God. Thank me. God does not answer the prayers of horse players. I do. You'll never know what I had to go through. And on such short notice, the machinations, the permutations, the combinations. That's why I invented the computer. But I didn't have one handy, so I had to do it all in my head. Oh, well.
Okay, now let me tell you something. It was a fix, and you were in on it. But the owner of that horse should never use that jock again. He cut it too close. So tell me, what's your cut?
My cut?
How much dough do you want?
Not a penny.
What do you mean?
I am not in this for the money.
Well, then, why did you pass me this tip?
I didn't just pass you a tip. I fixed the race.
Okay. Have it your way. But why? What did you get out of it?
I got you.
Me?
Didn't you yell, I'll give anything, anything?
I'll let
you know what anything is at the proper time and in the right place.
Okay. Okay. You say you're the devil.
Yeah. And by now, you should believe it.
Yeah, it's crazy, but I go along with a gag. Why do you want to do this for me?
Because I take care of my people. If I don't, they won't stay with me. And I'll be tossed out on the cosmic ash heap of broken down, abandoned, has-been deities.
Yeah, but why me?
I said, you were one of my people.
You keep saying that, but I'm not a bad person. I mean, I never really hurt nobody.
Oh, Bones, you're the salt of my earth. You just got a little bit of larceny in your heart. That's what I like. Moderation. It's the real heavies, the big villains that give me a bad name.
Now, leave us assume that you are the devil. Did I just sell you my soul?
Now, why do you ask such a question?
Why don't you answer it?
Well, let's say that you have just given me a first mortgage.
Listen to that. And listen to me. I gotta say that you are the number one hustler of all time. For a minute there, you even had me believing it.
Yeah, and that minute was long enough.
Now, look, you promised me I'd be a millionaire. Okay, I'll settle for the 20 grand.
No, I must honor my commitments.
Well, I was just thinking
I know what you were just thinking. Perhaps you wouldn't be as deeply in my debt, but $20, $20,000, $20 million, it's all the same.
Is this how you're going to make me a millionaire? Through betting on the races?
No. Horse racing is one of my more primitive inventions. A couple of hundred years ago, I came up with something much better.
What was that?
The stock market. Let's collect our $20,000 and buy a portfolio of growth stocks.
We did that exact thing. And then we took a ride down to Wall Street. I never seen Apple looking so chipper, so in the pink. And when I said so, He answers me.
This is my own, my native land, Bones. All these huge, shining buildings are temples to me. These nervous, clattering machines, they sing hymns to me.
I should have known better than to say something. Anyhow, we wind up in a broker's office. We sit down across from a very frosty-looking dame, the sign on whose desk reads, Luella X. Margin.
We have several extremely interesting growth situations. Of course, increased fluidity on the downside pressures may vary in maturation.
I dare say, Miss Margin, I dare say.
Well, may I suggest an extremely undervalued, underpriced, solid, brilliantly managed company?
No.
No?
No. I would prefer an overvalued, overpriced, flimsy, horribly mismanaged company.
Oh, you can't be serious.
But I am.
No one has ever asked me to...
You see, Miss Margin, you try to find companies that are sleepers. I want one that's fast asleep. You appreciate the considerable difference, I assume.
Oh, yes, but I
what
still...
What do you have that sells for a penny a share?
Well, I may have something for a dime.
A penny, my dear Miss Margin.
But there's a situation that you can have for a nickel.
A penny, or I shall take my business elsewhere.
Well, this company, it's on the verge of bankruptcy. Its president and board of directors are all under indictment.
Ah, yes, that sounds splendid. At $20,000 at a penny, that would bring us 2 million shares.
Yes, but, sir, that would be like throwing your money to the devil.
Oh, yes, that's true, Miss Margin.
But then, if you admit it...
What's the difference, Miss Margin? In the end, he gets it all anyhow, doesn't he?
It's one thing to fix a race, assuming our friend Mr. Apple really did fix it, and quite another to fix an entire corporation. As we see it, there are several fundamental questions. Is Mr. Apple the devil? If Mr. Apple is not the devil, then who is he? And what is his angle? In Act 3, we'll either get the answer or we won't.
Are you an unpublished author? Do you have a book-length manuscript ready or almost ready for publication? Or do you know of anyone else who is an unpublished author? If so, note this toll-free number, 800-821-7700. You're invited to telephone Vantage Press, a leading New York subsidy publisher, for a free illustrated brochure titled To the Author in Search of a Publisher. Just call this toll-free number, 800-821-7700. This brochure explains how you may have your manuscript printed and published in a matter of months. The number is 800-821-7700. Whether your subject is fiction, nonfiction, poetry, or even scientific, specialized or controversial, this 52-page brochure shows you how to arrange for prompt publication. To get your copy, dial 800, then 821-7700. The phone call is free. If this is your first book, you'll find this free brochure especially valuable and informative. Dial 800, then 821-7700.
If you need a muffler, now you can Midas-size your car in over 800 Midas shops in the United States.
I got Midas-sized in Topeka, Kansas. Oh, it goes to prove you're never too old.
I got Midas-sized in Brooklyn, New York. Words alone cannot express my satisfaction.
Once we Midas-size your car, you'll never have to buy a muffler for it again. Because at Midas, if anything ever goes wrong, we guarantee to replace the muffler free for as long as you own your American-made car. Noisy muffler? Don't compromise. Midas-size at Midas.
I got Midas-sized in Waco, Texas. You never seen a muffler that size before.
The next time you hear that noise, don't compromise. Midas-size.
In case you didn't know, the 41 Chicagoland Midas dealers can install mufflers on most foreign cars with the same expertise with which they've been installing mufflers on American cars for the past 20 years. This is WBBM Chicago.
And this is the Erie House Radio, somewhere in the internet. Dale, okay, we're back. Joined by someone. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Who do we got in here?
Hello.
Hello,
yes,
can you
welcome.
Hear us?
It's 707.
We hear
number.
You.
Oh,
you don't remember
this...
me?
Yes, I think I do. Long time.
It's been
long,
a while.
Long time. Well, hello.
Miss Sharon, right?
This is me.
All right, all right.
5 and a half.
Yep. Welcome back. It's been a while.
Well, thank you.
We're still knocking out the old-time radio programs, as you probably noticed.
Well, God, I hope so. Well, gods, I hope so. There's so many.
There are.
Well done. Yeah.
So what brings you back?
Wondering...
Was it the wonderful topic of greed that brought you in tonight, Sharon?
Well, I like the sound of grease, but it wasn't that reason.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Grease like the musical? No.
Oh. Well, there's something about John Travolta reminds me of Grease, but I won't say what.
Oh, gosh. His hair.
Hey, I can get by with innuendo.
There you go. That's an Italian suppository.
Oh. However that goes.
See if it goes in innuendo.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
You gotta be careful where that innuendo goes. That's all. That's all.
Yes.
Yeah. Admit it, you missed me. I mean, I'm sure you've gone to
the
shooting range since then, though. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
Dale's usually stuck with just me, so he admits to missing everybody.
Yes.
Is this you, Dave?
Yeah, it's me.
Hi, darling. How
it's
you
me.
Doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I missed you too, you know.
Well, then you need to call in once in a while. We got that line. It's always
well,
open as you found out
tonight. Just out of the blue. I figured, what the fuck? I would. I mean, what the heck?
Whoops.
I would call in.
Oh, hello, Lindsay.
That escaped. I'm so sorry.
Harumph, harumph, harumph. Harumph. So as you know, we're doing a CBS Radio Mystery Theater. This is a good one with the devil. Or at least we think he is.
Oh, my brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he got the crown. Funny. I only got 6, 6, 5 and a half. I missed it by that much.
Wow. Wow.
Ghastly it was. You know what I'm saying?
So close, but yet so far, you know?
Far. Exactly. I think it's a feminism thing. I was very angry about it, but whatever, you know? That's what
well, you can always
you'll let them.
Oh, my. Yeah. It's not a title I usually fight for, but, you know, if you're going to go for the big one, right?
Well, yeah. But, you know, I do get a small, you know, figuring what they call compensation for it. So it's okay. I mean, you know, you just don't get the big, you know, the big seat.
Yeah.
Okay,
busy,
but then, you know, all those decisions, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all the CEOs. It's a guy's world still, but we're working on that.
Exactly. And yet that's
it
okay.
Has to be. Look at how messed up it is.
Just kidding.
Word. I love to hear that from a man. That is exactly right.
Oh, yeah.
It's like when you leave us to babysit and you come back and the kid's wrapped up in like a garbage bag. Just keep wrapping a bigger wrap around it. Mom will get it when she gets home.
I told you. And you did it anyway. So.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. That's the idea of a diaper, a garbage bag. There you go. Okay.
Yeah, you just put a garbage bag over it.
Are you kidding?
Yep. You lock that freshness in. Lock that freshness in.
Oh, jeez. Ew.
Yes, it's the Erie House School of Parenting. It's the How Not To series.
The How Not To series.
Yes.
The names have been changed. Protect the innocent.
Abused. And the amused.
It's and not your husband, not your child, so mind your business.
There you go.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's funny. Too funny. Yep, you've been away too long.
That's what I'm saying. My mother was of the Dr. Spock school of raising children, squeezing by the neck till they dropped to the floor.
Oh, no.
No, Spock has something like.
Hey, my mother raised me by Dr. Spock's book. Whenever I did something wrong, she smacked me with it.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying. I think she got a little confused on the Spock part.
Why didn't he at one point? Didn't he at one point like recant an earlier book and said, "Take that old book and whack him with it"?
that's
my mom
that heard.
Sucker. That's right.
Oh my goodness,
Dr. Ruthless.
Yes, Dr. Ruthless. I love it.
Oh wow.
Oh, too funny.
Yeah,
children. Goodness. Dr. Ruth should have written a children's book. She was responsible for a lot of them.
I'm serious. And she told her. She warned the people who used rubber. She warned them, don't tell me she's responsible for any of the other shit. That's on them.
Oh, oh, my, oh, my, oh, my.
Well, you know what I mean. A rubber balloon for the children's party.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, of course. Of course,
oh,
that's what
wow.
you meant.
Okay.
Of course, that's
yeah,
what you
well,
meant.
Well, that's how you
yeah.
stop the children's party. For reals.
I had no idea.
Gotta put an end to this. I mean, let's have a gender reveal. How about none? I mean, really. Some of these slow down, really. You know.
Any reason to party? You know, a gender reveal party. Sure.
I know, and then blow things up. I mean, you only started the fire that killed a couple of people, but that's I'm glad you had it. Whatever happened to cutting the cake and finding out? No, I got a blow, so I mean, we men got involved. Pyrotechnics. You got to love it in a way. I mean, I'm all for blowing things up, though. So I'm just kind of wrong that way. I'm a Stooges fan, you know. I'm a woman that loves the Three Stooges. We're kind of like unicorns, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
sci-fi,
okay.
Stooges, fuck horror movies, okay, yeah. There's some of us out here.
Cool.
Boy, when the Three Stooges went to Venus, that was a trifecta for you there, huh?
Oh, you think? You know, it was coming, Joe, but what are you going to do? Nobody was left. I mean, nobody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Besser, we don't talk about him. Shh.
Well, men are from Mars, women are from Venus, and the Three Stooges can attest to that.
Yes.
Oh, really? Something's going on there. I don't know. I don't know where women are actually from. We don't even understand us. I mean, that's all I know. They're talking about, you know, the men that don't understand women. I said, the women don't understand the women. I don't.
Wasn't that Freud's last words? Women, what do they want?
Could have been.
Oh, my God. It's not that cigar you're smoking. Yo, Freud.
<Yeah. laughs> Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
It's been a long time. Long time.
How's it, though? You know you missed me, didn't you?
I did. But I'll get you next time. Anyway, I'll get you with the second shot. We got a whole lot of radio. Let's wrap up our story about the devil. Transmutations, Inc. from CBS Radio Mystery Theater.
This is WBBM Chicago.
They say he must have a long spoon who would eat with the devil. Not all devils. We have a devil here who is most obliging, cooperative, and accommodating. Butter would scarcely melt in his mouth. He's all give and no take, at least so far. And if he controls hell, then what must heaven be like? We've known him for more than half an hour by this time, and we can't fault him yet.
So, the company is doing no business at all. It's flat broke.
And the president and the board of directors face indictment for fraud. Oh, what a promising outlook.
I should warn you, sir, that even at a penny a share, the risk is far too great.
Bones, give the lady the $20,000 and we'll take 2 million shares.
Give her the $20,000?
Without delay.
Yeah, but these are real dollars. All she's going to give us is just pieces of paper.
That's the way the market works. Paper for paper.
Yeah, but you heard what she just said. The company's on its last legs.
The money, Bones. What is the name of the stock, Miss Margin?
Oh, Transmutation Incorporated.
Uh-huh. And what does it do?
No one's ever been able to find out, which is why it's about to go out of business. That is why I strongly recommend that you do not...
I know, you recommend that I don't buy it. However, please execute Mr. Terwilliger's order for 2 million shares. Bones, the money.
Look, I got 20 grand out of this caper.
Caper?
Whatever it is, I'm satisfied. I want to call it quits right here, right now.
Oh, you do, Bones. Do you,
yeah,
really?
That's what I want to do.
No. Here's what you want to do. Now, you see this newspaper? You see the market page? You see where Transmutation Incorporated is listed? You see what it says? Transmutation Incorporated. Selling at 1 cent. Now, you want to watch this page every day. You want to see it go up, up to a nickel, a dime, a quarter, a dollar, $5, $10 a share.
Oh, you are
one of my people, Bones. One of my people.
But I already got
$20,000. You've already got what? $20,000? What's that? You don't live for money. You don't care about money. It's how it comes in. It's the thrill, the excitement of winning the bet, seeing the horse make his move from back of the pack and drive to the finish. It's the exhilaration you get of lining up a sucker, feeding him the bait gently, smoothly, so he never even knows he's been hooked. The finesse with which you reel him in. Give her the money, Bones.
Yeah, but if we buy this particular stock, we're the suckers.
I seem to recall that you thought Dreamy Dolores was a sucker bet, too.
All right, you can fix a race, but a whole company...
Give her the money.
But you...
What is there to think about? After all... You are one of my people, Bones. One of my people.
That was the way he said it. One of my people. One of which people? Whose people? The devil's people? Was there such a person as the devil? But if he wasn't the devil, who was he? A con man? Oh, sure, he had all the patter, all the moves, all the angles. But what kind of con was it? And what was the payoff supposed to be? What was in it for him? What I wanted to do right now was talk it over with Gussie. Like I'd always talk everything over with Gussie. For a dame, Gussie had plenty of smarts. But she was back in Rogersville. Okay. So I could get on a plane and be in Rogersville in less than an hour.
The money, Bones?
Well, I have to talk it over with...
I understand.
It could wait for tomorrow, can't it?
The stock won't run away from us, will it, Miss Margin?
Oh, good heavens, no.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we all meet here tomorrow at the same time?
It's just that I never yet made a big move without discussing it with a certain party.
Yes, and I know exactly what she's going to say.
No.
But Gussie...
And don't call me Gussie. Lose him.
But why?
Didn't you just tell me he's the devil?
I could be wrong.
No. This time you're right. He fixed that race.
Yeah, well, that could have been...
An accident? A coincidence? Oh, don't make me laugh.
Then, I shouldn't buy a stock, huh?
Forget it.
Maybe you're right. I'll just keep the 20 grand.
No, you won't. You give it back.
Give it back?
Yeah, you just say, friend... Here's your $20,000, and you just walk away.
What are you saying?
Did I say walk? No, run.
But why? Why?
He's the devil.
Ah, we're being superstitious. There's no such thing.
There is.
Yeah, it's like a little fairy tale they tell the kids.
Yeah? Well, you're going to look him square in the eye. You'll say, here's your 20 grand, minus the $2.28 I loaned you. So now, I don't owe you nothing. You don't owe me nothing. We're through. Quits. Finished.
Goodbye.
Yeah, but Gussie, it's 20 grand.
It's your soul, Bones. Your soul.
Oh, come on, Gussie.
You know what the soul is? I looked it up in a dictionary. The immortal or the spiritual part of the person.
So what does that mean?
Whatever it means, he wants it.
Well, what could he do with it?
Don't let him have it.
For 20 grand? Why not?
Because after you die, you'll go to hell.
After I die, what do I care where I go? I'll be dead.
No, you won't be dead.
How can you say so?
If you have your soul, you won't be dead.
Look, you'll bury me, won't you?
Well, sure.
Well, then soul or no soul, I'll be dead anyhow.
But if you got your soul, you've got eternal life.
Fat lot of good it'll do me in a grave.
But you won't be in a grave.
I won't?
No.
You mean if somebody was to dig it open, they wouldn't find me?
You, yes. Your soul, no. Oh, give back his money.
Because it's not just this 20 thou. He says he wants to make me a millionaire.
You ain't heard a word I said. You'll go to hell.
Oh, you don't believe in all that, Gussie, do you? Them little devils with the pitchforks.
That's not what hell is, Bones. It's whatever turns you off. It's tailor-made for each and every customer.
Ah, you're nuts.
What would be hell for you? Bones? Steady, indoor, 9-to-5 job, right? At a desk. Using an adding machine, right? Just adding figures all day long. And so there you are, Bones, at the desk all day.
Oh, cut it out,
and
Gussie.
And sitting there just like you, 50 guys to the left, 50 more to the right, 50 in front, 50 in back. All one-time hustlers, con guys, gamblers, all punching the adding machine.
No, Gussie, no.
Adding them figures all day.
What figures?
The devil's figures. Keeping a record of every deal the devil makes. Keeping all the numbers straight. Keeping everybody's account up to date. Like yours. Some poor slob has already made a record of your 20 grand.
Gussie, you feel okay?
And sometimes you just can't stand it no more. Poor Bones, you just can't stand it. Your mind begins to wander. You begin to daydream. Who's gonna win the fifth at Aqueduct, huh? And suddenly, there's this noise. Like your whole head's on fire. You scream.
Stop it! Stop it!
And now he's there. You know who.
You've done it again, Bones. Daydreaming.
Please, please, please. I promise I'll behave.
As punishment, you will work an hour longer today.
Anything, anything. Just stop the pain.
Another hour of sheer torture. Adding more and more numbers. Oh, please, Bones. Promise you'll give him back the 20.
Promise? Yeah. Yeah. I promise. Here's what I owe you. 20 grand minus $2.28.
I take it you are giving the money to Miss Margin here for the stock.
Sure. You take it. I leave it.
And you no longer desire to become a millionaire.
I'm happy the way things are.
I'm afraid you won't be happy anymore because, you see, you'll no longer be one of my people.
That's great.
Is it? Only my people can enjoy betting on horses, playing cards, trimming suckers, fleecing marks. You will never do any of those things again.
Well, who's going to stop me?
You will. You'll stop yourself. The desire for those things will disappear. The appetite will be gone. You'll become Mr. Stuyvesant Terwilliger, shaping up to a 9-to-5 office job.
At least I won't go to hell.
Right? You'll go to heaven. And what'll you do there, Bones, huh? Do they have racetracks, casinos, con games? How will you pass the time? What'll you do for eternity? And who will you have for company? All the suckers, the marks, the squares?
Oh, no.
Yes, yes.
All right. Buy the stock. Buy the stock.
And now, Bones, soon we shall visit Mr. E.B. Rogers III and sell him the stock. First, we shall prepare the ground.
Who are you calling?
The financial editor at the Daily Press. Hello? Mr. Squinterm, please. Yes, thank you. You see, you have to stir up the cauldron a bit, Bones, huh? Oh, hello there. I'm the same gentleman who tipped you off to Amalgamated Gold Bar. Mm-hmm. You might investigate the recent activity in Transmutation Incorporated. Why were 2 million shares purchased? Well, as I hear it, transmutation has found a process that can transmute sewage into crude oil.
Yes, that's right.
Now, Bones, watch it go up.
And it did. Like we were hit by a blizzard. Everybody wanted to buy transmutation ink. And I had all the stock. And the price kept going up, up, up.
We shall now visit Mr. E.B. Rogers III.
So, you own the outstanding shares of transmutation ink, Mr. Terwilliger? How much do you want for them?
He wants $10 a share.
I see.
It could easily go to 20, even higher. But Mr. Terwilliger will be satisfied with a profit now.
Well,
the sky's the limit with a stock like this, Mr. Rogers.
30, 40, 50.
There was a funny look in Mr. Rogers' eyes. I couldn't tell what it was. And then I realized it was the way he tilted his head, as if he were listening. And it seemed to me that I heard that adding machine. Was it my imagination? Or was he hearing it too? Was he also one of Apple's people? Mr. Rogers, you hear something? Clicking like an adding machine?
Why should I hear that?
The way he said it, I knew. Well, I took that 20 million and I bought everything I ever wanted, plus a lot of things I never even knew I wanted. I never heard the adding machine, so I figured it had to be my imagination. Until one night, I got a call to come visit Mr. Rogers.
Yes, Mr. Terwilliger, I had to see you. I'm dying. As to be expected, I'm old enough and overdue. But I want to answer the question you asked me in my office. Did I hear an adding machine? The answer is yes. And tonight, I hear it more loudly than ever.
Well, what does it mean?
Give him back the money. You still have time.
What?
We're giving it all up, Gussie. The boats, the houses, the cars, the clothes. Every cent.
Oh, Stuyvesant, why?
Why? You're the one who told me. I don't want to lose my soul, that's why.
What are you talking about?
Don't you remember what you told me about the adding machine and the job I'd have for all eternity?
Oh, that.
Yes, that.
Stuyvesant, it was a joke.
Oh, a joke?
Well, sure, I made it up. I was afraid I'd lose you. I wanted you to stay with me in Rogersville and work in the diner. Oh, darling, how was I to know you were a financial genius, a wizard of Wall Street?
So you made it up, huh?
Every word.
But every word is the truth.
Stuyvesant.
And I'm giving it up. We ain't going to have a penny. But we will have our souls.
Hey, you are serious. All right, boys.
What? Hey, what's the big idea? Before I could make a move, these two big gorillas in white coats grabbed me, hustled me into a wagon, and tossed me into a padded cell. Things got kind of blurry after that. I can only remember a bunch of guys with eyeglasses and beards.
Bones, it's light and bright and clean. And you can play shuffleboard and dig in the garden.
And I do. Sometimes I even wear my captain's uniform. All the doctors figure I'm as nutty as a fruitcake because I don't want to live like a guy with $20 million. But that's okay. Because here's what I don't hear. I don't hear that clickety, clickety, clackety, clack. I'll tell you who I think does hear it, though. Gussie.
Sometimes the sounds you don't hear are more vital than the ones you do hear. Rest assured, the machine is always running, always adding, subtracting, and in the end, shall you have a debit or a credit? Well, I owe you one more appearance in just a short while.
I guess I'm lucky. My family's always been healthy. Oh, a touch of constipation now and then. But we've got X-Lax for that.
When you need a laxative, shouldn't your first choice be the one more families buy than any other? That's today's X-Lax. Families like the chocolated taste. You'll like the way X-Lax works, gently overnight for relief in the morning. Next time, make gentle chocolated X-Lax your first choice for occasional use only as directed.
We've always been healthy, and X-Lax is part of that.
Remember your last hay fever attack? Your medicine turned out to be just antihistamine. Next time, arm yourself with ARM, allergy relief medicine. One tablet helps itching, dripping, sneezing, then does what your plain antihistamine won't do for congestion relief, even in your sinuses. Remember.
Don't give up. Arm yourself with ARM.
Get antihistamine relief and more. Take ARM when needed, only as directed.
I love my skin, so I don't play games with it. When I slip into my bikini, I always slip into my Sea and Ski. Any sun product will help me tan, but Sea and Ski gives me the kind of tan you want to touch.
Sea and Ski penetrates, moisturizes, protects, helps your skin stay smooth and supple. So get the tan you want to touch with Sea and Ski, the sun specialists. We know your skin.
Come on, sun, it's you and me. And
Miss, what do you take with car sickness?
I take about a day and a half to recover.
Don't just take it. Take Dramamine. Why suffer needlessly from queasiness, dizziness, and nausea when Dramamine, taken half an hour before leaving, can prevent travel upset? Dramamine has helped millions of people travel easy. For occasional use, only as directed. What do you take when you get sick on a bus?
I take a different form of transportation.
Don't just take it. Take Dramamine.
I take it far.
Who is keeping track of everything? Who is keeping the score? Who knows where every item belongs? And most important, who is balancing the books? Do you believe that every act is weighed and measured? That every account is balanced daily?
Uh-oh.
If you don't, what's the alternative?
I'm in trouble.
Our cast included Norman Rose, Robert Dryden, and Bryna Rayburn. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and ARM, Allergy Relief Medicine. Mrs. E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre.
Macabre.
Until next time, pleasant dreams.
There from CBS Radio Mystery Theater, running from the 70s until what? Didn't quite make the 90s, did it, Dave?
Made it till
9 years. Wow.
Yeah, about 81, 82, right. Right in there.
Okay, there you go.
9 years.
Yep. Well, did we learn anything from this debacle?
I didn't.
Okay. Yeah, neither
but
did
then,
I.
But I'm not a very good student, so, you know.
A.G. Marshall, they creep up on you. That's all I know.
Yep. Or we could watch
he
Bugs
was perfect
crawl out
for
of
that
him.
Role.
Watch Bugs crawl out of him. Always that.
Yeah. He was perfect for that role. I often feel, and I know I've mentioned it before, but Tammy Grimes is a wonderful actress and even does some, had some, her show was kind of a sitcom when she was on the 60s, but I really feel if they would have gotten another guy or maybe leaned more towards what he did with Raymond, the show could have continued on for a while longer yet. They still have the listenership. There's still millions of people listening every night.
Yep. Now they have to come here.
I still enjoy it, so.
Yeah good. good, because we're dishing it out. There's a lot more to go. A lot more to go.
We got some extra time here, Dale.
We do, and you know what? Unless you did something last night or this morning, there ain't nothing left in the wheel, really. So we're going to have to go and, yeah, I'm going to have to dig some coins. I'm going to dig for some coins.
I'll dig some coin, and in the meantime, I'll reload some wheel up there.
There's a plug nickel. Let's see if the machine will take that. I'll shove it in the slot.
Hearts have you broken with those great big beautiful eyes? Those great big beautiful eyes, fresh hair, such beautiful eyes. How many times have you kissed somebody like you kissed me just then? I don't believe you mean it, but baby, kiss me again. How many hearts have you stranded on the dreamy road to romance? Baby, I'll take a chance. I need some loving. I just can't resist you, even though I'm wise. To how many hearts you have broken with those great big beautiful eyes.
Thank you.
First, we had Joan Merrill with How Many Hearts Have You Broken? And that was Benny Goodman with a tune called Superman, believe it or not. Believe it or don't. You know, this. I was lucky enough to play at the Marriott on the west side, Dave, in Cleveland. The West Marriott,
right,
the airport Marriott. Okay.
The airport.
Had a lot of interesting experiences with stars and whatever. I told some of those stories here before, but we also had a big band night, and I used to enjoy the heck out of it. Had these wonderful Reader's Digest collections to support what they already had there. They had quite a bit, but just tons and tons of that stuff, and it was fun. Also reminds me of our World War II show we did, about a year and a half ago now. And I want to do another music show.
Yeah.
We need to do another music show.
Maybe
Halloween.
Yeah.
Maybe Halloween.
Yeah, my dad loved that stuff. He was in World War II, so it meant a lot to him.
Yeah. How about also incorporating some of the, I don't know if you've heard of the, there used to be a place in that, it's Catskills, the Borscht Belt, where you had all the best comedians and dinner theater performers performing there in the Borscht Belt in the Catskills.
Yep, there in the Catskill Mountains. It was the Borscht Belt all through there where they vacationed.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was freaking cool back then.
Yeah, and they had everybody said.
I don't know if many recordings exist from there and then.
There are a few. There's actually a Borscht Belt Museum in that part of New York, and they have a one-day festival where they will they have live bands that play some of the music that was played back then. They have their own comedians. You have, I think, recordings of when Mel Brooks, he performed up there.
Wow.
Oh.
Hey, sounds like we need to send Foggy Bane on assignment for that.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, you go. Gar the Ghoul, another Vault show tomorrow night, it looks like. At least they seen him post that.
Tonight?
So,
tonight?
Tonight?
Tonight.
Tonight.
It's Saturday,
Yeah. Only until midnight.
You said tomorrow.
But it's Saturday.
You said tomorrow.
Oh, no. Tonight. In about 4 minutes, actually.
Yes. 4 minutes.
Sorry, it's tonight. Right after we're done.
Where's your 4 minutes till showtime?
Oh, I don't know. I'd probably have to scroll a mile to find it. By the time I got there, you would hear...
Show starts in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Found that one. All right.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of like that, but... 6.5. It's good to see you again. Yeah, see you on radio.
Well, to hear from me, thank you.
Yep. No, we see you. We actually see you on radio.
Well, yeah.
But thank you, darling. I think you do. I got a face for radio.
Oh,
you ain't alone.
Dale and I do, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Dale and I do, that's for sure, yeah.
Hey.
But I love the theme of tonight's show, this weekend show, greed. I mean, and the different names for the devil. The different names you have, of course, Lucifer and Old Scratch, Sam Hill, Hollywood CEO.
But it all boils down to greed, don't it, doll? It all does.
It does. Yep. Speaking of being greedy, what do we have next week on Erie House Radio, Dale?
Yes, we're greedy for even more radio, but it's a different topic. It's a killer. Next weekend is an absolute killer because it's all about killings. That's right.
Killings on radio.
Yeah,
killings on the radio.
Killings on radio, no less. So maybe, you know, anything could happen. Suspense, The Whistler, and Cape Cod
Mystery
Theater.
I hear that. You know, I hear that.
Yeah. A lot of people die on radio. We're helping it along. That's all.
Yeah.
Cape Cod, that'd be the first time
Make an excuse because we can only listen.
We die on radio every weekend. But anyway, yeah, so it's Suspense, The Whistler, and Cape Cod Mystery next Cape Cod Mystery Theater next Friday. And then Saturday, it's Crisis and Quiet, Please.
Wow.
Quiet, Please.
Oh, my God.
That's the name of the show.
Restriction quiet, already.
Please.
Quiet, Please.
Quiet.
Yes.
What's that?
I don't know what that was. It's
I don't know.
I don't know. It's entitled Quiet, Please. But it
I
seems too loud.
Okay.
I still don't know.
I don't know. But want to thank Fogs Bean and good old Bob for joining us live in the chat and the billions and billions and billions of you that we can't see. My buddy Chris.
You're thinking
hey.
Of McDonald's cheeseburgers. Yeah.
Yep, my buddy Chris, thank you for listening. I know you're either here live or in the archive. Jennifer out there in Sweden. Hey, we love all you guys. And Tim Aaron's sell more books. You got some good stuff going on there. And thanks for dropping in last weekend. With that
yep.
being said, it's time to drag in the master, the king of horror himself, Mr. V. Price.
The castle lights are growing dim. There's no one left but me and him.
And her and her.
When next we meet in Frankenstone.
Right.
The
16 of us.
Them and they.
Don't come alone.
We and us?
Can you dig it?
I'll try.
Trying.
Cover the door.
Ouch. Ouch.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Love y'all.
Sit back.
Bye.
Relax. Light up an old ghoul.
No ghoul.
Light up an old ghoul.
A lot of people wonder where ghouls come from. Well, they come from all over. They have... A lot of ghouls come from Portugal.
Portugal.
We're going to have a good time tonight. We've got a peachy scene, a fine, fancy movie. You're going to like it. It's called Hypnotic Eye. Or is it Hypnotic Me? Or us? Or we? Or you? Did you like the old ghoul gag? I thought it was cute. See you in a minute.
That was the king himself, Ernie Anderson, Goulardi.
Goulardi, yes.
Goulardi,
cool. Sorry, I felt the urge.
That's okay. That's always great to hear the great one.
Yes.
I have a Goulardi urge.
Yeah. Six and a half.
Well, that means you went to Manners. That means you went to Manners Big Boy and got a big Goulardi then.
Yes. Not from California, I don't think. Yeah. There's a guy out your way. He's got this page called Kniff Files. And he's never been from Cleveland or nothing, but he just gets Goulardi big time. And he does
Purple
a show
Kniff.
On, what's that, iCloud or Mixcloud? Mixcloud. Called
Mixcloud,
Kniff.
I know
yeah.
him, yeah.
Oh,
know
you know him?
Kniff.
Oh,
yes.
He's cool. Harley Wolf.
Yeah. He used to be on, you know, he used to come into Monster Channel and then, you know, then the Eerie House and wherever we used to be.
Creepy
before
cat.
That all, everybody yeah. splintered off in these different factions.
Yeah, well, you know.
I know. It shit happens. I mean, it's people, you know.
Yeah, stuff happens.
People and ghouls, whatever,
yep.
or, you know.
And you know that besides Blog Talk Radio, Eerie House is also in available on TuneIn and Podcast Addict. And I
Ooh.
Found another one. I think it's
well, you could even Google Podcasts. You can find it on Google Podcasts.
Ah, there you go.
Really? I see.
Thank you.
Yep. God, play.
She's spreading like herpes.
Yeah.
Like
herpes. Herpes 1 or herpes 2? Eh, well, whatever.
They've mixed it all up now. I won't tell you how that happened, but, you know, you can figure it out. Oh, God.
Jesus. Oh, no, you didn't.
No, I did. I really left it completely up to your imagination, so you go with the rest.
Be careful. He has a very vivid imagination, so be careful.
Yeah, you know,
you can say he's got a lot of imagination over there, huh?
Yeah, it's frightening.
Me too. Yeah, I do. I do. That's why it scared me so bad when I was a kid when I watched these movies. I loved it. If I wasn't up all night scared to death to lift my head off the pillow and uncover my head, it wasn't a good movie.
See, and I have posed this to CW many, many times. Where were all the cool chicks like this when I was in school? Girls all fought like monsters and comic books and all that stuff.
Three Stooges, just, all of it wasn't cool.
Yeah.
Huh? I know.
Yeah.
I know. And I just did not fit in with it because that's what I loved. That was my stuff. Sci-fi, you know, whatever kind of thing you could think of. I mean, it was a monster from Mars or whatever.
Yeah.
I was so there.
The good stuff. Yeah.
We were always there. It's just that we were always there. It's just that the girls who were not into that were a little more aggressive than we were.
Ah.
Yeah, we didn't chase after boys the same way. We wanted to hang out and like watch the cool stuff, but we weren't overtly, you know.
Yeah.
Sexual or whatever you want to call it. I don't know how you put it, but
amorous.
Yeah, we're more like, you know, let's hang out and be cool buddies, you know?
Yeah.
Come over and see my
cousin,
and, you know, snakes.
Want
to
come over and play a few rounds of Halo on the computer or go to an internet cafe when they used to be more of them around? There's still a few around, but not too much.
Yeah, that was before I was even small, though. You know what I'm saying? I was back when, you know, we're talking about the giant tarantulas and all that crap. But you know what I mean, yeah. Just thoroughly into that and not, you know, like I was a Star Trek nerd and, you know, all that stuff.
Oh,
that was
awesome.
Nowheresville. You know, I watched Night Stalker instead of like, you know, Melrose Place and stuff.
Fog
like
Bank.
What are you talking about? What? You know? What show?
Fogsbane loves Night Stalker. That's his thing, man.
Yeah.
That was my rock and roll back then. You know, he was the original Mulder. You know, he really.
Yeah, he was.
Basically,
he was.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Well,
he didn't have a Scully, but he didn't need one. He had different chicks, you know.
He was inspired by Chris Carter. Was inspired by the Night
Stalker
when he created.
He had to have been.
Yeah.
We had a monster of the week. You know what I'm saying? And my favorite X Files. I'm sorry, I like. The ones with the aliens are fine with the black goo. But they're kind of, to me, those are the boring ones. I like the Monster of the Week one.
I did too.
Aliens, whatever you've got going on. You know, I mean, even that one that comes out of the ocean, chokes around the neck. I love all those ones. Sorry, the other things is a little bit boring. It gets boring after a while. They start putting that on, and okay. I mean, I will watch it because I'm dead loyal to it. I think I'm still obsessed with it, even after all these years.
I love the South Korean things that are coming out as well that are the supernatural. For example, if you go on YouTube, I think I've mentioned this before, Train to Busan.
That's
seriously
a good friggin' movie, girl. Oh, my God.
Yes.
That is one of my favorite zombie movies of all time. I don't care that it's foreign or whatever. It don't matter. And the subtitles, it was actually, I will watch something if it's dubbed, but the subtitles somehow, they're more accurate, I think, to what they might be saying.
They are. I mean, with all due respect to the Godzilla movie that was subtitled, I mean, I've seen the original Godzilla. I've seen the subtitle Godzilla, the one with Raymond Burr.
That's not my favorite, though. I like the very original. It is subtitled because it was in Japanese. But, you know, you take what you can get. But I love the original. It was a lot more, it had a more serious tone to me. You know, it was more, more realistic to me.
Absolutely. Raymond Burr is in that as well. They did one where they dubbed it. It's the same movie, but one where they just had the subtitles.
Yeah, but they injected
Raymond...
him into it. He was not in the original. He wasn't.
Oh, yes, he
was. You know, totally Japanese
movie.
Yeah, no, darling, he was not.
Really?
Yes, really.
Are we...
That's Dale.
Okay, I'm going to have to...
He was not in the original Godzilla. It was the original totally Japanese movie. They put him in to appeal to an American audience.
She might be right on this one. I can't swear to it, but it feels right.
Look it up, honest to God. I've seen the original.
All right, start Googling everywhere.
I'm going to have to look this one up, too. I mean,
I know what you're saying about how it seems so much more serious, Sharon, because if you actually look at the Ultramans here, the ones they showed here that were translated and overdubbed,
they were more silly.
They were nothing but a silly joke. But if you look at the original ones that for a while, one of the Roku channels, Shout
had
cast or whatever, played the original ones with the original music and subtitles. It was a lot more serious there than
it
was
dark.
Here. They turned silly.
It's
no, but
check
on the other one because honestly, Raymond Burr was added to appeal to an American audience. He wasn't in the original.
That makes sense.
It was a straight-up Japanese movie, and it was dubbed. And it was a more serious movie. It just felt – it had a different tone to it.
Yeah.
Without him. Because you could tell – you could see it slotted in. He's standing there on a hill with a bunch of people. And one or two might be in the movie. The rest are not. You know what I mean? You could kind of see where
it's
shoehorned
it's
in.
It's a dark tale.
It is a dark tale because it's originally, you know, it's about the atom bomb. It's an allegory for the A-bomb and what happened, and how it affected them, you know.
I mean, Japan was and hopefully be the only nation that ever had to suffer the nuclear warheads.
So far.
Absolutely, but it's like, I wonder, was he generated from it, or did they just wake him up with it? I mean, they don't quite explain that. Was he mutated because of it, or did it just awaken him from the ocean, you know, like Cthulhu?
I think it woke him up. It woke him up, you know. He was a late sleeper, and they put the alarm on. And
that's why they guess he didn't have any ambience. So that messed
exactly.
Him up.
He's just like most of us, you know. I tried to hit the snooze, but it wouldn't work.
I was trying to
sleep,
and
these suckers
wake me up. Yeah, I'm messing around.
They got it.
Popping
they
out
got
firecrackers
him
and shit.
They got him before he had his coffee. That was it. It was over.
Oh, that'll do it.
That'll do it.
Oh, I bet you're worse than that. My breath is worse than that when I don't have after I've had the coffee.
I didn't even mean the breath. I meant the attitude. Some people cannot
well,
be talked to until
that shit
they
just melts them.
I've
that
known
happens
people that cannot be talked to until they've had their coffee.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
They'll stomp right on your head just like that. Honestly, yeah. My mother would be.
There'll be no verbal communication until the coffee is consumed.
Yes.
It's,
I understand.
It's Banshee vs. Godzilla.
Gojira.
Gojira.
Gojira! That's in the original one. Gojira!
Yep.
Yeah. It's a white people Godzilla. We got a Godzilla something. We got to add a God into it. I don't know why.
I don't know. It's tradition.
Gentlemen, I must be away. It was a pleasure meeting you. Online, on the radio and everything.
Well, thank you. Nice to meet
absolutely
you too.
Absolutely. Well, you like Train to Busan, so, you know, you're my kind of people right there. That's all there
wrong
is to that.
That's a good movie.
Well,
sure,
this might not
movie
be the good night to say you're my kind of people if you get my drift.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that what the devil kept
okay
saying there?
Shame to yourself.
You're my kind of people. Yep.
Okay.
You are now on
my
team.
That's why I worry for you.
You are now on my team.
God. We had Satan here once. Remember, Dave? We had Satan visit.
We had what?
We had Satan here.
We did have Satan. Oh, yeah. I interviewed him. Remember?
Oh, Satan?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because somebody was trying to cry about that, and it turned out they spelled it satin. So I said, I don't know. Maybe it goes with silk.
Well, no, actually.
It all matters. The grammar matters, children.
It does. Wasn't it Santa? Santa Claus? Wasn't it Santa?
No,
it was Santa, not Satan.
It was Satan, but Santa, that would do it too.
Satan Claus. On
Satan
Claus.
Satan Claus. Here's Satan Claus. Here's a rock, kid.
Here's a rock.
That's the title of a great
movie. Santa Sleigh. I love that one. That's so funny.
Did anyone come up with a movie named Satan Claus yet? I mean,
yes, I think so.
They haven't. They should. You know what? I think I'll patent that. I just thought of that Satan Claus just before you said it. I mean, shame on us. We should have patented that, huh?
Yeah, well.
Trademark, patent, register, trademark.
Yeah, because there should be a Satan Claus. Really?
There should be, yes.
There is
a really bad kid.
There is a Satan Claus.
And Goldberg could come back.
There is a Satan Claus. Read your contract.
Have you
guys
seen Santa Slay?
Satan Claus.
I have that one. He comes in and screws over the nanny and James Caan and all of them. I just love it in one scene. He just disgraced the
goodness.
Whole greedy family. Chris Kattan. You got to love him for that.
Oh, my.
But everyone, in all seriousness, I really must depart until next week.
You know what your duty is then.
Oh, yes, of course. We have to have the GOAT, which stands for greatest of all time,
and
Mr. Durante, and the other GOAT.
Good night.
All right. Good
night.
What more is this safe?
Right, we're done.
We've had a few laughs.
My friends on here.
Jody, we the same.
Get over to them swimming.
Jimmy Grant,
watch car.
Good night, folks. And good night, Mrs. Calabash. Wherever
you are.
It's in the Mobile, Alabama.
Yodelay.
L-0106.
Take 72.
I'll tell you what, let's try it one more time. If I crack one.
Nice and soft because I don't know them.
1, 2, 3, 4. Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight?
And get off, I think.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart?
No idea why I'm doing this.
I have no idea why I'm doing this either.
To a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart.
Is that Al Jolson and Elvis?
Yep.
They're duetting?
Yep.
Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain?
Mm-hmm.
Shall I come
Like a pretty mammy.
Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back?
Brilliantly edited.
Tell me, dear, are you
yep, it's JC, too. For
Beautiful.
The foregoing has made it obvious to me that we've had quite enough for one evening. We shall save the rest until next week when I shall reappear. Until then, good night.